The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
With the first pick.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Windy City Gridiron Podcast channel. My name is Lester Wildfong, editor-in-chief over there, and appreciate you guys all checking everything out we got going on here. We have had so many of these building the board mini press conferences this last couple days, so if you missed any of them, make sure you guys scroll back through the channel, because you're going to have stuff from Jaden Reed, Michael Wilson, Xavier Hutchinson, Brandon Willis, Julius Brents, Riley Moss, Josh Downs, Will Mallory, and of course, today is all about Zay Flowers, Boston College. And he had a phenomenal combine, 5'9", 182. We all knew his size was going to be. He's a slot receiver at the next level, but you know, he could do it all in college. Outstanding athlete, 4.42 in the 40. His broad jump was 10'7". His vertical was 35.5". He looked great in the drills. The gauntlet drill was outstanding. You know, he showed the athleticism. He showed the speed. He showed the hands. Zay Flowers is going to be a first-round draft pick in April's draft. So without any further ado, let's get into the press conference here. Our guy, of course, Robert Schmitz, was at the Combine for most of the week. He had a chance to sit in a lot of these press conferences, a lot of the DBs, a lot of the receivers, a lot of the tight ends. So here it is, the Q&A with Zay Flowers.
Coach McNulty allowed me to move to different spots. He gave me chances to make plays, and also the quarterback gave me a chance to make plays with the ball in the air. Being able to move and learn different positions, I think that'll help anybody. So just being able to learn all those spots gave me a boost.
Did you step in right away as a slot?
We talked about it. And we just looked at each other like, all right, no, now we know what we got to go do. I feel good. I feel great. Like, I feel the same, explosive, fast. Just put on a little bit of pounds. I needed it, so got it.
So have you met with the Dallas Cowboys?
I met with the Dallas Cowboys.
What would it mean to you if you had a chance to join an offense, you know, to compliment CeeDee Lamb and Mike Gallup and bring the future into the team?
I think it'll add something different because you got two guys that win contested balls a lot, and then you'll add somebody that's dynamic and be able to move all over the field. So I think that'll be great. That's something I dream of, something like that. So just being able to play with those guys, vets, I learned something from them. Coming into the league, I love to have Stephon Diggs as a mentor, so just being able to step in and be with them would be like a dream come true.
Because of your size, do you pay attention to where, like, people think you're going to be drafted? Do you think you should be the first wide receiver off the board?
I feel like anybody should think they'd be the first receiver off the board, but I don't really pay attention to any of it. I just try to get my work done and just keep moving forward.
You're compared to
your size, people might pigeonhole you to the slot position, but watching your film, you're excelling outside. What is it about you that allows you to do this?
I'm not just a slot. 75% of my snaps was played outside. And I think I can move around and play any position that they put me at.
Zay, because you had a bunch of good games at this Shrine game, do you feel like you built a good relationship with the number of teams
Yeah, I think a couple of teams that I see around the hotel just walking around, I stop, talk to them.
We'll crack jokes a little bit. So I think I definitely built a few relationships with teams.
Do you compare your comparison to Steve Smith is fair? Do you like that comparison?
I like it, but I watch Steve Smith. I watch his highlights. I watch Antonio Brown highlights. I just take stuff from those guys and try to add it to my own game. So and try to be my own player. I mean, just like, that's what I dreamed of as a kid, being one of those guys that come out of South Florida and put on for a city. So being here and being able to do what I'm doing is, I think, a fine example of me doing it.
You still talk to AB?
No, I didn't meet with the Chiefs.
Have you met with the New Orleans Saints?
I met with the New Orleans Saints.
You still talk to AB?
Yeah, I could play at this weight. I'm running at it, so I've been running at it with it for 4 weeks, so I think I'll be completely fine.
What kind of blocker are you? What kind of physicality do you bring?
I think I'm pretty physical for a receiver. If you watch my film, my coach, we was pretty hard on blocking. So if you wanted the ball, you had to block. So I think I'm a pretty good blocker.
Jay.
Basketball helped me with my releases, I'll say. Helped me get open and helped me stay agile during the time I didn't have football. So I'll say basketball played a big part.
So you still
from a route running perspective, like you do a good job lying with your eyes, those type of things. What allowed you to become such a fast route
runner? Just training. Gold Feet, Tevin Allen, back at home in Fort Lauderdale. I train with him a lot, and we just work on everything, every route, intermediate, short, long. And we try to be deceptive with our body, eyes, and just try to get DBs and get in a blind spot and just win on the route.
Do you have a favorite route that you feel you're most deceptive?
I can run every route.
Say if somebody asks you, what's your best at what would you say?
Making plays.
Jay, did you mentor Dino Tomlin, and was his father appreciative?
I want to say mentor. I was the oldest guy in the room, so I just try to help all the younger guys out as much as I can and give them as much knowledge that I had about playing college football so far. So I want to say mentor, kind of like we just helped each other out.
Thank you.
Nah.
What does it mean to represent Boston College and be here, potentially be the first Eagle drafted since 1980s?
That's exactly what I planned on. Like coming into Boston College, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to go somewhere different where nobody really had momentum and came out. So I did what I that's why that was a big reason of coming to Boston College, creating my own story.
What did that final year mean to you?
It meant everything. It meant that I completed a dream that I had since I was a kid, and that's playing college football and getting an education at a high level school. Yeah, I met him a couple times back in like when his son was there, my sophomore year and my junior year. So I'm going to say I know him, but I met him a couple times. That would mean a lot. Play Patrick Mahomes, you get a lot of big plays, especially with somebody like me. So that would be great.
What advice did AB give you?
Excuse me, I couldn't. I'm sorry. Actually, that was a throwback video to like 2020, and he just posted it again, and we DM'd a couple times. So, but working out with him, I just got a feel of how NFL quarterback think and what type of balls he throw, like how fast. I don't think I met with the Seahawks, but I love to catch pass from Geno. That's a Florida connection right there. Change of diet, change of the times I was eating, more consistent on meals and just being on time and lifting and doing everything right at the right time.
What is your current weight?
183.
Have you got a chance to meet with the Texans?
Didn't meet with the Texans.
So you met Steve Smith and the guys that were late. What parts of the game were you trying to emulate? Being a South Florida guy, what was it like if you got a chance to emulate?
Steve Smith, he was just a dog, I'll say. He'd go up and get the ball versus anybody. He put his body on the line. And playing with Lamar, that'd be, like I said, like Florida Connection, that'd be two dynamic players going out there to make plays every game.
Say, how did your, what advice did AB give you? What did you take from his game over your time
kind of watching him? He a hard worker. He one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in my life at the game. So just being around him motivated me to work even harder than when I was hurting before. And he gave me advice on, like, deep balls, tracking the ball, just stuff like that.
Talk to him lately. Doing everything here at the combine, like agilities and all that stuff.
Yeah, I plan on doing everything.
Have you met with the Chicago Bears?
Oh, I did meet with the Chicago Bears.
You know, Ryan Poles, the GM, is a Boston grad. College grad. Did that come up in the conversations?
No, it didn't come up in the conversations. We played a little bit of golf in there, though.
Okay, and Justin Fields, what would it be like for you to play with a playmaker like that?
Justin, he can make plays with his legs, and if people didn't know, he can throw the ball too. He was really a throwing quarterback, but he just had to use his legs last year. So being able to play with somebody like that, dynamic, would just help my game.
You think you can take his game to the next level?
I think we can complement each other. I wouldn't think of it that way, but I just think of it just us trying to get to a championship and just be the best team we can be. I just want all the kids to believe in themselves like I did. And then the logo on the helmet don't mean that you can do what you want to do, that you can't do what you want to do.
Did you meet with the Giants?
I didn't meet with the Giants.
How did your family background, being one of 13, impact you to get here today?
That kept me competitive, kept me on my toes. Kept me high spirited, and they my biggest fans, my brothers and sisters. So I'm living a dream for all of us.
Can you talk about the?
I'm number 11. Yeah.
Can you talk about the evolution of the wide receiver position in the NFL and how that fits you?
So I say the game started off bigger receivers that can block, that can take hits, and just over time, like I'll say, Tyreek Hill really changed it. For smaller receivers, being able to do what he do and be able to put the ball in his hands anywhere and just scoring touchdowns has helped guys like me. So,
as you look back on your career, who were some of the tougher corners that you faced, and did you learn anything from that matchup?
I don't think I really had a problem with a lot of people, if you ask me.
Say, is Keenan Allen someone that you worked a lot with?
I don't watch him a lot because he a bigger receiver than me. So I watch guys that's similar to me, but I do watch his route running and his feet. So you good.
What's your
reaction to the draft class? I'm excited, but I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to it because I just got to go out on the field and do the work, and then I'll let that take care of itself.
Hey, Zay, you chose to play in the Shrine game instead of the Senior Bowl. What went into that decision for you? Because I think a lot of people probably expected you to play in the Senior Bowl instead because of your talent level.
I want to do something different. Talked about it with my family and my agent that we just decided to do something different. And I thought it was about the same. I thought the talent levels was about even.
Yo, Zay, I got to ask, do you have the best change in the draft?
Right now? Yeah. I don't know. It's some hard chains out there, but it's special to me, so that's all that matters. Lifting. It was like a normal lifting, but I just ate more. I had a lot more food, a lot more protein, just stuff like that. And I just focused on that. That was one of the main goals, and got it done.
What's it like for you to be in the same draft class as Kenny, a little throwback there?
Yeah, that's my best friend, Kenny McIntosh. Been playing Little League with him since, like, I was 4 years old. I had number 43, he had number 80. So just being able to see my brother out here is, like, something we dreamed of together.
Say, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
One of the best receivers in the league.
But say, you what was it, 13 pounds to his question?
Yeah.
It's not just chicken, right? Like, what, give us some specifics. Like, what were you lifting? Were you powerlifting? That's a lot.
I wouldn't say, like, powerlifting, but I was lifting. I was training regular for the combine, like 225 tests.
What's a day? What's an average day of food?
Breakfast. I eat at like 7 in the morning. Have lunch at probably like 11:30, Then I have a little snack, probably like 4. Then I have dinner at like 7:30. Then I finish with like a appetizer or something before I go to bed.
How many calories?
Oh, I don't know how many calories, honestly. It wasn't counting. Just trying to put pounds on.
Zay, how did you interview with the Packers?
Then interview with the Packers.
Zay.
No, but I talked to him at the Shrine Bowl. Yeah.
Zay, is there a player past the present in the NFL that you
model their name after? Antonio Brown, Steve Smith.
Zay, how would you, you know, explain this feeling? I'm sure you've, you know, dreamt about this. I'm sure you've dreamt about, you know, playing yourself in Madden. Like, what's this feeling like for you, man?
Shit, this feeling right here feel fake too. But it came fast. Like, I worked for it, so I'm here now. Just to take full advantage of it. Favorite highlight? I say beat NC State. It wasn't just me that was doing the work. All the receivers went to work, made big plays for us to win the game.
What about your favorite individual play?
I'll say Wake Forest. It got called back though, but I reverse field, took it like 80. Jerry Jeudy, but I'm not going to say order. Like right now, like, or just all time. Can you say South Florida? All right. Jerry Jeudy, Antonio Brown, Elijah Moore. Got to put myself in there. Michael Irvin. Excuse me. Didn't meet with the Patriots. Yes, sir.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your deep route running, how you're able to, like, eat up cushions, you know, playing defenders blind spots? Like, how much work do you put in with that? And can you explain some of your process, like pre-snap?
Pre-snap, I see where the defender is and how I can attack them, try to eat up the toes, be deceptive with my eyes, jump in blind spots, and all gas after that.
So who are the top 3 greatest receivers of all time?
Megatron, Jerry Rice. And I got to go personally, my favorite, Antonio Brown. Contested catches.
Zay, have you gotten any advice from A.J. Dillon, Hunter Long for this process?
Nah, not yet.
Will you talk to them, though? Eventually?
Yeah, I will. At some point, I will.
Zay, what's one area of your game you're looking to improve between now and the start of the season?
Just keeping my weight, staying strong. That's it.
Say, describe your game in one word.
Explosive.
Say, I don't know if you answered this already, but if you're going one-on-one against a quarterback, what's your favorite route?
Any route.
Thank you.